Keep your radio dial right here. You're locked into the hottest news station on the planet. High 702.5 in FM sound. Blazing today's hip-hop, R&B, and pop music. Keeping your radio on fire. Bringing you the hottest realest, riskiest talk shows. Ooh. Live 24-7. Live. On high7025fm.com.
Oh! Boom. Turn the music up. Welcome, goddammit. This is my favorite group. Four rappers who rap better than you other niggas, but they couldn't stay together. And
we fucking aces, baby.
Probably because it was Joe. Joe, stop breaking up groups. Right.
Stupid ass little boy.
Being a disruptor. Nigga,
you I'm harder to beat.
Hey, this Slaughterhouse, it's called Onslaught. Batman Scoop in the background howling.
Hey,
direction to go on this route. I said, fuck it, direction. Spaz out, hit him up. Hey. And for them wax songs that you made, I want you to hold the pen. Throw the grenade. For fucking up hip hop, oh, so you pay the fofo close to you.
I know, I did it by mistake.
I put a plaque at the plaque at your teeth. On some leftover shit, it's a rap on the beef. I'm one in the meal. Coming to kill, it's like you want an appeal. Put you back on the streets. Spine on the concrete, looking at the sun. Eyelids, heaven, why they crooked have to come? He was full of yak and rum, like a bully yak.
Welcome back, everybody.
Oh my goddamn mouth. Find your dame and how your dime give me brain till my mind is drained. Listen, don't make me grab a nine and aim and how your dime did. Do your mind the same, but
what's up, ladies?
What up, ladies?
Janoy, Miranda, what's up, Big Wolf?
Y'all listen to this motherfucking Slaughterhouse.
Miss Dillon.
Learn something about hip-hop. Not Mary J. Blige. That's who Boss Lady look like right today. Boss Lady look like G. Mary in 92.
Real love. The KC Mary J.
Look like the Mary J. that was getting beat by KC.
Stop hitting women!
What the hell? Oh, shit. I'll give him brother Vince. They just let me pick anything when I'm in the mall. They show me the latest ticks on the scene. Then I get them all. I ball like the nigga I am.
We in this bitch, everybody.
We in this bitch.
We talking about the aces.
The aces are the back-to-back, like Drake. Back-to-back. Las champions. They are the champ.
Back to back.
Play the We. I don't got the We Are the Champions. Who's seen that shit?
You better not play that shit.
Who's seen that shit? Queen Elizabeth. I don't fucking know. King.
Why you down that?
Aces man? In the building. I watched the game.
Oh yeah.
They was down, and they was down a point 13. Guard.
They
down.
Came. They were down.
A point guard.
The coldest in the game. Right. Chelsea Gray.
Oh, you know what I'm doing.
Keel Stokes.
Still won.
But that bench stepped up.
They still pulled it off. Hey,
Angel!
I knew they wasn't going to sweep them because right. New York is the truth. But I was skeptical of them winning without their starting point guard.
True that.
So I was like, God damn, we're going to have to do it in Las Vegas. But they did it in motherfucking New York. And the New Yorkers was mad. My boy was at the game. Shout out to my boy, Sean Johnson. He said they was mad when she waved night-night to their asses.
You gotta come back to Vegas with egg on your face, Sean.
He said they was mad. They didn't like that. I said, yeah, tell them fuck them. It's Vegas, hoes.
Let me check this shit out. 70-69 aces in three out of five. They won game four in New York. Miss Asia Wilson, the finals MVP since they stole her season MVP.
Hey, stealing from a black woman.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why she had to do them like a rap woman.
She had 24 and 16 rebounds.
A double-double.
Jackie Young, 16 points, 7 assists. Kayla Joy came off the bench, got 11, 3-3. Alyssa Clark, 10, 8-2. Kelsey had 7. That's what's up.
That was a good game. Jackie Young.
That's a real good fucking
Jackie
game.
Young was taking asses to the cup.
Yes, she
doing
was.
Scoops. I like her.
She stepped up.
Alyssa
stepped up too.
Yes.
That's what's up.
In the absence of our point guard, y'all stepped up.
Chelsea was out. Kia Stokes was out.
Yeah.
Let's see what. Go to the other side of the ball. Brianna still had 10. Inesco had 13. Laney had 15. Brandon still had 19. Jaguar had 6.
That's all. That's
that was it.
That was good. She'd be killing.
You don't want her to do anything.
She get the ball inside and they can't hold her ass.
Sitting in the coast with Dean fucking Inesco ass up. I like that shit.
Hell yeah.
That'd Clark with Dean up fucking Stewie. Get it. Hey, put the MVP in the mail. Send that shit back to Vegas.
And send it back with a lipstick kiss on it. To let y'all know, hey, don't do that shit. You know who the MVP it was. And they can't hold Asia down there. Asia too quick. She got good footwork and she quick.
She swift took
on the motherfucking turnarounds and under there in the post.
She took over the water.
I say, oh, yeah, she... But she too fast for their ass.
Oh, yeah.
They had them big slow white girls and then Jaquel. She big, but she too slow too. She
was like, oh,
spin on her, boom, boom, hood it up. I said, oh, they be balling. They be, hey, they. I like watching the Aces more than I like watching some of the NBA niggas.
Cause right.
They play the game the right way. Like they move the ball, they pass. They look like Golden State. They like the Golden.
They look like
the women Golden State.
They do look like
the Warriors. 17-16 season. I was like, that shit is entertaining to watch. It's how basketball is supposed to be played. Hey, all you other niggas, James Harden, all you niggas who stop the ball, Jason Tatum, James Harden, Jaylen Brown, Dame Lillard, all you niggas, it's Kyrie, y'all niggas watch. The women.
Dribbling ass niggas.
Pass the rock. Move without the ball. Watch Steph. I don't know why you niggas don't move without the ball. Steph been doing it for 8 years
that's
now.
What made him
and y'all don't even watch him. Move without the ball helps your teammates and yourself.
That
and that's
made
what
him
the Aces do. When they started being stagnant, that's when the New York was taking over on their ass. They're coming back. Once they start moving the ball, setting picks, screens, running, cutting to the basket, that's how you play. It's
absolutely.
Motion. It's motion, yo. You got to play. Basketball is a game of rhythm and motion. So shout out to the Aces, y'all are the mother. Y'all think they're gonna three-peat? As a matter of fact, if they stay together, it's
when
a three-peat
Chelsea come back, she the coldest in the game, the coldest. When she come back, Kia come back, and of course, Candace. Cause they don't have a draft pick this year, remember?
Yeah.
And they gotta fill a roster spot for the one chick that got kicked off the team, so they should be pretty good.
Should be good.
So New York round two, what's up?
Hey, three-peat on y'all asses,
right?
They gonna
the parade on Monday. It's on Monday. Going from the Aria to the T-Mobile Center. Have your funky ass there. If I got the same shit on, I got to wash and dry, all right?
If I know, I wear my clothes a week in a row. Sleep on the floor. Catch me right next to the dogs.
You heard what he said?
So shut up. And hey, shout out to that nigga's shirt. That's courtesy of Sean Johnson.
Sean.
Native Apparel. It's called Native Apparel. Hey, he's a Las Vegas representative giving you all the needs for your Las Vegas apparel. Hoodies and shirts. Bitches, and he got hats for the hoes. I mean, hats for the women.
We gonna go with the first one. You can see a wild hat.
Hey, no. We like hoes. Fuck that shit.
Right. It's the bitches that we like.
This nigga got on 49er colors, y'all.
This no, whole this is a 49er. Aces is down. Aces. I will be at the parade locked and loaded with my cameras and my phone and everything. Shout out. Y'all
and
better 49er
be gear on.
702-551-5261. If you want to call in and talk about the Aces, hit me up.
Hit us up. Tell us what you know.
Moving on. 49ers.
Bang, bang.
Lose to Cleveland. Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia. Lose to the Jets. We're going to talk about the Saints. Sorry, ass. We're going to talk about the Cowboys. They can't do without talking about the Cowboys. Talk about Kevin Porter. Junior update. He might be getting out of jail.
Kevin Porter. See, he
Andre Iguodala retires from the Golden NBA. State Warriors.
And the Golden State Warriors.
Who is calling me? The number is 702-551-5261.
5261.
Stop calling me.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Stupid ass boy.
5261. Nigga,
whoever that was,
hey y'all, whoever that was, we had a show. Ho, came up and call us in the middle. We can't answer the phone. Call the phone line. 702-551-5261.
We gonna talk about the Smeagles first.
Let's talk about the Eagles. Illa Delta. Shout out to the Roots, nigga. And Meek Mill. And Eve, because she's sexy.
Philadelphia E-girls. That was somebody told me.
That's what you said. This nigga be hating on y'all Eagles. Shout out to my nigga Oz, who an Eagle fan.
They scared, bro. They went and got Julio.
Why y'all get Julio?
They signed Julio Jones. What's wrong?
Y'all should have put
what's wrong with AJ
back in the motherfucking cake. Because that nigga look like he hop out of cakes.
Stupid.
Why did they sign that nigga? I don't understand it.
I don't understand it at all, myself. Bro. Nigga, you that scared?
And he ain't going to help you.
He don't play defense.
And yeah. He don't play offense.
Let's keep it real.
That nigga, he was a free agent for a reason. No one saw potential that he had. He's washed.
You thought of Zach Wilson, bro.
And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. His career is done. He ain't the same Julio that we know.
I think he's going to Hall of Fame, though.
He is.
He got a number.
But he ain't going with the Eagles, nigga.
He's going with Atlanta.
So, Eagles, I didn't understand that shit. I might be agreeing with Suge, and I hate agreeing with
Suge. Because you got no choice.
Because y'all niggas scared. Who y'all scared of? We the only team that y'all should be scared of. Because y'all niggas beat us without no quarterback.
They got two times to play us. We going to wet their ass out.
If y'all lose to the Cowboys two times, y'all know he whooping y'all ass.
Our business hours is 11 to 1101. If you don't call him between no time, text me.
And if you don't fucking text him, text me. But you ain't getting the number, so you got to have it already. Fuck out of here. Hey, but y'all call in and let us know what y'all feel about the Aces. Ladies, hey, the number is 702-551.
Oh, we got a call already.
5261.
What's up, Colin?
What's up?
Who this?
Carmen.
Yeah, y'all, we know who you I'm is. What's going on?
She said Carmen like we disrespecting her.
You're supposed to know.
Wow.
No, I'm just saying.
All right, Carmen, how you doing? What you saying? What you got for us?
I'm calling about the Aces. I'm giving them their props.
That's what's
Aces
up.
Wilson is everything.
Do you got a young jersey or a plum jersey or a Wilson jersey? Nope. You lying.
I don't have a jersey yet.
Oh, you was about to lie.
But I am a seat holder.
Oh, you are? Oh, that's dope. That's dope that you a seat holder. You going to the parade?
Yep.
You don't sound believable. Yeah, we going to be there. We going to be there with our press passes and our cameras and girls going wild. You going to be part of the girls going wild?
I might skip depending on what they do up there.
Can I get an interview?
Who are you? Are you a journalist?
No, I'm Carmen.
Carmen from San Diego?
He said from San Diego.
Carmen San Diego?
Yeah, if that's where you
want to
place me up, Carmen San Diego.
Well, at least you're repping the Aces today from San Diego.
For sure.
We appreciate you calling. We're going to see you there at the parade. If you ain't there, we're calling you out the next time on the radio.
That's right.
And we don't give a hell about your last name. We're going to say Carmen, the one who said it like, how y'all don't know who I am.
I got a question for you, Miss Carmen.
Okay.
You said you're a seat holder, correct?
Yes.
Let me ask you this. There are a lot of men, there are a lot of women that go to the games, correct?
Correct.
Are there more men or there are more women at the games?
More women.
Oh my God, really?
There's more women, but there's a lot of men.
We don't believe you. You need more. Show it. Next time you're at the
game. Take a picture.
Take a picture, exactly. Put a video on it.
You send you a picture?
You got a picture now?
No, don't send a picture that you already photoshopped. Send a live picture.
Don't do. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to send you a good picture. I don't need a
photo shoot. Okay, send me a picture then.
And if you're wrong,
I'll put it on my social media.
We're going to sing you a song. Hey, what up, Toya? What up, Toya? Tanya? Toya, Tanya.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling in. We appreciate you. We'll see you at the parade.
Shout out to the Aces.
What up, Tanya? You look like you a motherfucking Cleveland fan.
The number is 702-551-5261. You talk about the AC. You want to talk about the 49ers. You want to talk about the Eagles. Anything. How that you want to talk about Jada. And we can talk about that, too.
Yeah, we can talk about Jada. The only thing we ain't going to talk about is the wars that ain't in America.
We ain't talking about what's going on.
Because we got a war going on in America. Nobody's safe from it. The 49ers whooping everybody ass in the NFC East.
Oh, yeah. You better say it right.
That's what we doing.
Y'all getting y'all ass whooped by Cleveland. We still hold up. We still on motherfucking Eagles right now. Jalen Hurts threw 3 picks.
Damn, Jalen.
When Dak Prescott do that shit, y'all drag this nigga.
Cause Dak is a name. He got his name is Dakota.
Nobody cares.
That's why.
Nobody cares.
No, we always gonna tease a nigga named Dakota. Jalen is a real nigga name. We ain't teasing him.
Look at this shit. AJ Brown, 7 catches, 131 yards.
AJ doing his thing. You need more touchdowns.
DeAndre Swift had 8 catches, 40 yards for a touchdown, and 10 rushes for 18. Now, this shit is ass down. Got another call. They on today.
Thank y'all for calling in. We love the support. Next time, send us some motherfucking callers. What up, caller? How you doing?
C4Nate from the 618. What up, fellas?
What up, what's going on, C4?
How we doing?
We doing all right.
Chilling, bro.
We in here talking about the fucking Eagles, but you called and talk about the Aces. What's happening?
Or did you call to talk about the 49ers?
If you call to talk about the 49ers, you better zip it.
Well, the 49ers got their ass whooped by the Browns. Boy, that was the
hardest thing from the ass whooping. That sounds like some, that sound like some biased fans talking.
They big suck.
We lost the game. They ain't even beat us.
All of a sudden, it's like, it's Any Given Sunday.
We lost that shit. It's always Any Given Sunday.
The whole team get COVID. How about that?
Hey, if we get COVID, we going to beat them asses with masks on, nigga.
No, you ain't.
Ah, shit. What's going on with you?
Man.
What's up, boy?
Not much, man. I got a few plays I wanted to share with the world for the day.
He said he got his fire bets early, early in the fucking show. Hit him with it.
I'm going to fuck with everybody on the NFL.
Okay.
I got the over on the Lions and the Ravens game at 43.
Over on the Lions.
I got the over on the Seahawks and the Arizona Cardinals at 44.5.
You said over?
I got the Buffalo.
Over it.
Yeah. The Buffalo's 8. The Commanders minus 2.5. That's a 4-teamer, baby.
I'm going to put these things in the group chat.
He said he got a 4-teamer for y'all.
I don't want nobody talking no shit.
Putting it in the group chat so y'all ladies that don't know, y'all
so
bet.
So I got Lions over.
And when y'all win, y'all post this fucking shit on social media and give us 20% of your winnings.
Right, or we going to take it off.
And if you can't give us 20%, send us oxtails up here.
You got Lions over, Seahawks over. What else?
Seahawks over.
I got. And then I got the Lions the Buffalo. Seahawks over. Buffalo Bills minus
Buffalo
8.
Minus 8 over.
And the Commanders. Patriots. The Cumstain, minus 2.5.
I don't know about that Commander shit. Who they playing?
The Giants.
Oh. Well, yeah. Change your life. Fuck it.
You change your
mind. Hey, ladies, just bet on the motherfuckers playing against the Giants. That's a rule of thumb for all this year. Bet on the motherfuckers playing against the Giants. Unless it's the Patriots, then we don't fucking know.
And they talking about Trey Saquon.
But wait, there's more.
He should be one. Go to the 49ers.
What's up?
I got a couple college football players for the day.
She said 20% these nuts.
Who said that?
Because no, you got some nuts.
That's what's wrong with you. That's why your voice so deep. Sound like good morning to you.
Strong ass alpha women.
All right, what's the college bets on these motherfuckers? C to the fizzle. All
right. On college, we taking Florida State minus that 14.
He said he going with them.
We taking the over on the Michigan and Michigan State to 45.5.
Michigan,
that's the over?
Michigan State, nigga. Yeah.
Damn. Damn, this shit by itself.
It went down from 48.5 to 45.5.
Oh, okay.
They big tricking on that under side. Or covered at 18.5 today at 12:30, so that's a little early. So,
right after the show,
y'all get that in if you can. And then we got Iowa's money line against Minnesota. The money line is minus 205.
Florida State, Michigan over Oregon. The last one?
And Iowa money line.
Iowa money line. Money line. I'm putting all this shit in the chat.
Money
all
right. Line.
All the bets in the chat. So when you win, we got proof that we told you that you owe us money. We like the government. Take your money before you get your money.
Make sure you break off the undrafted all-stars 3 ways.
Right. Or just
check the chat for the bets.
Check the chat. C4 with the fire bets.
We taking answers. We whooping ass in space this weekend. So if y'all want to come get it.
No, they play space. They trash.
They ain't ready for this.
Miranda, what you talking about? Miranda, you not trash. But you was trash that one night. To drunk ass.
I'm going to say a cold
one. You know I love you too. But you drunk ass. Miranda get drunk and get aggressive. That's why you got no nigga. You be beating niggas up. Tell light skin ass down. That's that anger. That's
Tell
that beige rage.
Tell them out.
Again, sorry I couldn't be there, guys. I got some shit I had to attend to. But I love y'all, man. Be safe, man. And I'll see y'all a little later.
Yes, sir. Right, love you back.
All right. Have a good day. I'll at you.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
702-551-5261 is the number. Call the fuck in so we can holler at you real quick.
Or call in and say, rep your motherfucking team.
Rep your squad. Shout out to the Aces again. We fucking with y'all all day.
All day.
Somebody get Angie Wilson to call in. She ain't doing shit right now.
Tell her to call in and tell her how she gets so quick with the footwork on the ass. She was watching Shaq Prime in 2001, Shaq?
Hakeem, bro.
Hakeem. Yeah, you're right. She's watching. She too young to watch him.
50 grand, yeah. Nigga.
She had to go back and watch that nigga. Hey, I'm going to watch Hakeem.
She said, I dislike you right now. She said, she ain't hate you. We busting spades or no?
She knows she fucked up. Drunk ass didn't say, try to blame it on me.
We're going to go back to the Smeagles. We're going to go to the Jets. Zach Wilson, 19 with 33. 186 yards, no touchdown, no picks. And y'all lost?
That's because them niggas threw three picks.
Breeze Hall. 12 of 39 got a touchdown. They did throw three picks. Zach got sacked five fucking times.
Eagles, y'all, the Jets got a good defense, but hey, sometimes you got to lose to.
But they supposed to have a great defense too.
But them niggas got to do new defense coordinator often. They got all new coordinators.
Right.
Just like us. That's why our defense ain't looking good as it was last year either. Got to get it together, nigga. It's a progress. Gotcha. We didn't have Greenlaw. Greenlaw wasn't there. Damn, that nigga was missed. Greenlaw, we missed you, my nigga. Come back.
Hey, yeah, they need you.
We didn't know how big of a run stopper you was. We know Fred Warner, that nigga.
This is my thing right here. I get go to 49. They lost 19-17 to the Cleveland Browns with a missed field goal.
We missed two field goals, for the record. Missed one to win the game.
Right.
So we gave them the game.
Kareem Hunt is back. 12 carries, 47 yards, and a touchdown.
Yep. Kareem balled out.
Coop,
they quarterback.
4 for 708 yards. Cooper. Oh, I'm so mad at fucking Jared Jones for not paying this motherfucker.
Yeah, they fucked up with that.
Shit.
I don't know why he thought that.
Christian McCaffrey. Let's go to the thing real quick.
Jordan Mason is the second year nigga that I like on our squad. Give him the ball more.
11 for 43, but he got injured. McCaffrey, 3 for 3. He had a receiving touchdown, though.
Mm-hmm.
Debo, 2 carries, 11 yards. What does he have on the downfield? He didn't do shit.
I don't think he had no catches.
He didn't do shit.
Yeah.
Then he ended up getting injured.
He got
McCaffrey ended up getting injured. What's your lineman?
Trent Wilson.
Trent, I was trying to fight somebody's ass up getting hurt.
That's a big nigga, too.
Give me some 49er fan to call there and talk about this bullshit. I don't want to talk to him. I've been arguing him all week.
He been on somebody calling. They heard your call. They heard you.
What's up, caller?
Yo, what's going on, man?
What's up, bro?
Man, undrafted all stars, man. Way bigger than sports.
Way bigger than sports.
My way nigga was bigger. What's
man,
going
I don't
on?
Know if y'all tuning, I don't know if y'all tuning in or not, but this track, man, Central Florida.
Let me go to the game.
Bruh, Oklahoma.
They beat Oklahoma?
These dudes. Bruh, they beat Oklahoma 20-17.
Oh, my God.
With 5 minutes and 30 seconds in the third quarter.
Oh, damn.
They just kicked.
What was the spread?
Kicked a field goal and went up 23-17.
Spread was 17.5 Oklahoma.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Hey, the bookies getting their money. They're like,
sportsbook
get our money
is getting their paper. 23-17. UCF. They kicked the field.
Hey, where's Central Florida? What's that, Pensacola or some shit? What cities are?
Orlando.
Orlando Central? Oh.
Remember a couple years ago, Central Florida, I think Alabama won the championship that year. But they went undefeated. Mm-hmm. I remember that. They put that national championship on their damn stadium. They didn't let them do that.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Man, it's like, hey, we went undefeated. Fuck y'all niggas. Like, fuck Alabama.
Like, really? NCAA ain't going to just let them put that shit out there?
If I was part of them, I did it too. We undefeated. Y'all niggas didn't. Even though we ain't played nobody, we're going to beat y'all.
Go ahead, bro.
Oklahoma like 6-0.
Right.
Man, what's going on, man? Shout out to them
Aces.
To them Aces, man.
Oh, for sure.
Aces balled out.
Y'all going to the parade?
Yeah, we going to the parade. What the, you ain't even telling what time it started.
5:00.
Hey, y'all jumping on the float? Y'all jumping
on the float? I'm going to try to get on the float. I know they're going to try to kick me off, but you know.
Like, hey, let us on the floor.
Hey, man, you only get one life, bro. You only get one time.
I'm like, it's me. Get me on this motherfucker.
Hey, you might go to jail.
They might put your ass in jail.
For the Aces?
Metro.
That's bullshit.
Metro be on bikes. Hey, get him. You can outrun them bikes, nigga.
At least it's going to be him. At least it's going to be at T-Mobile this time.
Hey. Bro, you going down to history, bro.
Hey, what do you think about this game coming up with you and the Philadelphia Eagles? I mean, the Dolphins and
Dolphins and the Eagles.
Oh, you trying to get me riled up.
We trying to see what's up, bro. We trying to see analysis.
We trying to see if you rep your team or you scared like a little hoe.
Let me go ahead and take a sip of this coffee real quick. Hold on. You trying to get me fired up a little rivalry.
What's the motherfucking spread? The spread is Philly -3. Disrespectful.
That means it's equal. He's giving the home court advantage.
Giving them that money.
Home field advantage.
This is what I've been saying. Everybody say Miami ain't playing nobody.
Right. That's what they always say.
Like, we both 5-1. Mm-hmm. Who has Philly played?
Nobody either.
And what has Philly done this season that's been so impressive?
That made them stand out, right?
They done the same shit y'all done.
So anybody, if you asked anybody at the beginning of this season, nobody would have said the Miami Dolphins are going to be Super Bowl contenders. So who you think got more pressure on them to win this game?
The Eagles,
and they're at home.
Exactly, and they're at home.
So it's more pressure on them.
What we got to lose? Plus, they secondary limping around. You know what I'm saying?
And they D-line.
Shit, and they got
and Jalen Hurts.
Listen here, man. Can we cuss up? Listen.
Yeah, you can cuss.
I'm running with this shit, man. Hey, I ain't new to this shit. I'm true to this shit, man. I'm born into this Dolphin shit, man. I ain't had no choice, man. I'm loyal to that soul, man. And, hey, for anybody, hey, to check the record, it's always going to be Joe Robbie Stadium to me, bitch. I don't care how many times they change the name. I'm really with you. It's Miami Dolphins to the day I drop. Yeah, I ain't got no choice.
I hear you, bro.
Hey, so what you're saying is y'all going to lose by 7.
This is a fact. I love y'all. Y'all my brothers. If the Miami Dolphins ever win the Super Bowl in my time in Vegas, y'all going to have to kill me.
You get what I'm saying? Good thing that shit ain't gonna happen. Cause if they get it to the Super Bowl,
where Fred and I'm gonna be here for a long time. Cause they got to kill me. I'm gonna have my own parade. And every time y'all see me coming.
You gonna have your own parade? You gonna have folks and shit?
I feel the same way. I swear the Cowboys win. You gotta unfollow me on social
media.
You
know the Cowboys ain't gonna win.
I'm coming to your fucking job, butt motherfucking naked.
He know the Cowgirls ain't gonna never win with Dak and Jerry Jones.
You niggas gonna move. I'm telling you.
You better move out of Vegas.
I'm
never gonna leave because you know they ain't gonna win. Hey, y'all had y'all 90s. That shit is over. The 90s is y'all best
at a red light. I'm telling you.
Nah, for real.
Hey, these cowgirls ain't the 90s cowgirls, nigga. Ain't close. They ain't got no niggas with art. With the exception of Micah and Diggs.
For real, bro. I'm telling you.
Knock, knock.
That's real spit right there.
Hey, if you have a, if Miami win, the only way they gonna win, bro, the Super Bowl is if they don't play against the Niners. If they play against the Niners, nigga, yeah, you gonna be mad as fuck.
You hear this, nigga?
That's coming from a Niners fan.
Right. Yes, sir.
You won your Super Bowl already.
We already
talking
did.
About it.
That's coming from a Niners fan that just lost. That's just lost to a team that didn't even have a starting quarterback.
Third string. Hey, we gave them the game. And the last time, the last time y'all played in the Super Bowl, it was against us, and we probably beat y'all ass.
You keep banging up old shit,
man. You not a game, bro. Y'all just like, man. Y'all so when y'all winning, y'all be talking all tough.
I don't talk
y'all
tough.
Y'all went out there and y'all played.
I don't talk tough.
Y'all was out there against. Y'all was getting out smacked around by Cleveland, man.
But we
y'all
weren't getting smacked around.
Like, y'all were getting smacked around.
It was 19-17, and everybody we missed the kick.
Hype, man. Debo, McCaffrey, all y'all. How your name be Debo? You got to get slapped.
Y'all getting smacked around.
Hey. Hey, I'm a.
Like he said, it ain't the 90s no more. Debo ain't bad no more.
I'm not a fandom.
Man,
I'm a fan.
I'm talking about, man.
I'm critical of my team.
All their vaginas was hurt. They was looking back, bro.
It's even giving Sunday. Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up.
Just the thing about Niner Nation.
It's Niner Empire, nigga. Yeah, right.
No, it's not.
It's Raider Nation. It's Niner Empire.
But then when they lose... When they lose, they be looking sad. They want everybody to feel sorry for them.
Thank you.
Don't nobody.
We gave them the game. We just missed the kick. Dude was a third string quarterback.
Don't know Niners want none of y'all niggas who ain't done shit or ain't beat us to feel sorry for us. We beat your ass.
Excuse me, Mr. Mecca. I don't care how many games y'all win in the regular season.
We beat
y'all. How many Super Bowls have y'all won? Y'all ain't won.
We won five, nigga. Just like y'all have.
Name one thing in the NFL that y'all won at. It ain't Super Bowls, cause Pittsburgh got how many?
Six.
New England got how many?
Six. But how many y'all got? Cause you talk about other teams, nigga.
We got two.
All right, then.
We
sit your ass down.
How many y'all got? How many San Francisco got?
We got the most important one.
No, you don't.
Yeah, that's right. We got the most important one.
Y'all got the undefeated one.
That shit don't matter.
Yeah.
That was back when Phil Jackson played for the Knicks, nigga.
Yeah, whatever.
Nigga, that's when Phil Jackson
old ass was up. Pull it up on ESPN, cuz. Hey, I call Mercury Morris. Call Mercury Morris.
Hey, that nigga dead. Mercury dead.
Bro, he got like oxygen tank.
That nigga on dialysis, oxygen. Hey, y'all niggas.
He did say vaginas hurt.
Hey, I was happy. You gotta lose early to win late.
Hey, Jerry Rice out here making cable commercials. He's selling cell phone. Track.
Hey, he's a businessman, not a business. Hey, track. What is Mark Duper doing?
I'm gonna agree with you, Dre.
That's because you're
they coochies hurt. They just keep going back to the Cowboys game.
Hey.
I'm like, y'all won. Y'all beat our ass, but cool.
Y'all coochies was hurt. Y'all coochies still
coochies
hurt.
Coochies ain't hurt, bro. Hey,
3 days. Like
coochies ain't hurt.
Y'all coochies hurt.
Stop bringing up old shit. We talking about Cleveland right now.
And Drake.
Just like you said,
those
they played y'all. That was their Super Bowl.
That was their Super Bowl.
No, that was y'all Super Bowl, nigga.
That was y'all Super Bowl.
Y'all don't go there. We go to Super Bowl.
They're not doing anything else this season. The 49ers are not doing anything else.
Hey, we go
this season. They're not going to the Super Bowl.
Right.
If y'all happen to get there,
you're gonna lose again. Wait.
You're gonna beat
y'all
ass.
How am I biased, Canoy?
Because you lost. Cowgirls.
How the hell am I biased?
Because you lost three times. How many times y'all we didn't beat y'all, nigga, since you've been in your fifth?
Okay, 900, but did you win the Super Bowl?
Nah, we only
that's
beat
a, that's what you fucking playing
we
for.
Like 40 times.
Cool, but then how many Super Bowls you got?
Times.
How many Super Bowls did you win?
Five.
How many Super Bowl Cowboys got?
Five.
When last time did y'all win?
94.
When last time did we won?
95.
Why we keep going to Cowboys? They ain't won since 28 years. Y'all ain't won in 29.
Let's talk about 2023.
Okay, thank you. Right, let's talk about week six.
No, what's y'all record? When we played y'all head-to-head, what happened?
Y'all won.
Okay, so you don't talk
when
to
when Cleveland played y'all head-to-head, what happened?
We lost. Thank our you. Record's still better than theirs, too. And they, we ain't gonna see y'all either. Y'all gonna see us again if y'all make the. Y'all might not make
y'all
it.
Y'all gotta be about 13 quarterback.
Y'all might not make it.
Stop like, talking look, to me true. Like that.
It's just like Micah Parsons. You over here snitching like Micah Parsons.
I'm not the one.
Hey Dre, what is Mark? Tell us what Mark Duper's doing.
Who was the quarterback for Cleveland when they beat y'all?
P.J. Walker.
P.J. Walker, XFL Ooh. Quarterback.
A black man, nigga. I root for everybody that's black. And he played XFL. Good, nigga. He played better XFL. Than he played better than Dak, nigga. So he should be the Cowboys.
Because I agree with Dre, I'm biased.
Hey, man.
He played better than Dak.
Y'all played like y'all, and y'all messed up all the money.
They played like they won a Super Bowl already. That's what they did.
Hey, last time I checked, Cowboys won on Monday night.
Oops. So what? They didn't beat us last time you checked. Hey, three times.
Last time I checked.
We beat y'all.
0-1. The Cowboys is 1-0.
That ain't how records work.
Knock.
Records work from the time the season start. We 5-1. The Cowgirls is 2-3 or some
y'all
shit.
Y'all on the losing streak.
Hey. You don't want to hear it, bro.
Hey, last time we played y'all, we beat y'all too.
Y'all got the Vikings on Monday.
We got the Vikings on Monday.
Without McCaffrey, is he gonna be there?
They ain't saying.
Okay.
They made no.
We gonna get to that. We gonna get that shit later.
No, they made no talks
you know,
about.
You
no.
Hey, Big Dre.
You know McCaffrey. He like faking hurt. He a fake hurt. He do that a lot. You know he. Hey. He did that the whole time he was
yes,
in North
Yes, Kanoa. It's called 0-1.
That's because they was trash. You don't want to play on the trash team.
He did that the whole time he was in North Carolina. He kept faking hurt.
Oh, no, he balled in North Carolina except the last couple years.
Then when he got to San Francisco, he started taking PED and steroids.
That's what he did with all this. I think he's going to play. They just ain't telling us.
Check it out, Joe. He's going to go back to the Eagles in Miami. Who you got? Of course you got Miami.
Yeah.
They on the road. I hate when they do that cold weather shit.
What's the over under for the first half?
It's 3 for the game, so it should be like
1.5.
Yeah, 1.5, 1. And the over is 51.
What's the total?
Oh, for the first half. Over. Oh, so it's probably 25. Six.
It's 51, so it's probably 26, maybe 27 yeah. and a half, probably. Instead of not, it ain't gonna go to 28.
I'll take the under for the first half.
Under 26.
I think it's gonna be more defense than people are expecting.
I do too.
I think it's gonna be more of a defensive thing than most people thinking it's gonna be.
This shit gonna be a rout.
It's gonna be an ugly game. Bro. Like I know it's gonna be an ugly game. Because Philly gonna have to make it ugly to stop our speed, the speed of our offense. They gonna have to just make it ugly. They gonna have to throw a lot of different defense at us. It's gonna have to be a lot of different disguises. You know what I'm saying? They gonna play a lot of zone.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? They're gonna play a lot of zone to stop from our big plays. I stop from our speed hitting them with that big play. So what that's gonna have to do is we're gonna have to do a lot of check downs. They're gonna have to do a lot of, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, it's gonna be an ugly game. It's not gonna be a lot of scoring like that. They're gonna make it ugly. And Miami gotta find a way to establish the run. We gotta run the ball.
Oh yeah,
we gotta run the ball. We gotta find a way to. And Philly got a good running defense, and we gotta. Even if we get 3 yards a carry, 2 yards a carry, 3 yards, 2 yards. Even in the first, we gotta keep running the ball, going into the I mean, because those 2 and 3 yards are going to bust into 5 and 6 yards in the third and fourth quarter. But we got to keep consistently running the ball. We were throwing shit, you know what I'm saying? When we ain't getting, you know what I'm saying, when the run ain't busting, man. And, you know, the more Tua throw the ball, man, the more predictable we get, man. Like, I
that's
hate
coaching.
When they do that, man.
Switch it up. I get what you're saying. Like,
they got to run, but y'all running backs be getting hurt a lot.
Got to keep running the ball, man. I thought A-Chain was hurt last weekend, but he ended up playing.
Yeah, he hurt now. He on IR.
He got four games for real.
Yeah, four games. So it's going to be Moser and Jeff Wilson Jr. or some shit.
Most of y'all send that janky ass, most of those from San Francisco, they keep talking about how he's one step away from breaking away and he got all this speed. Man, he's so, man, oh. See? That's that
49ers.
That's that
49ers. Yeah, we seen y'all niggas leftovers.
He don't drink that water from the bait, nigga.
We seen y'all Dolphin niggas leftovers, and y'all be happy.
You're a good compliment. You're a good compliment to what we doing, bro. But
they gonna fire Shanahan ass.
He ain't like that. Like, what they be trying to make him. So
I get what you're saying. He passing the motherfucker, though.
Y'all ain't gonna do shit.
But I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm gonna tell you like this. Everybody saying we ain't played nobody, and just because of the people that we've been playing, they suck. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't your fault.
Exactly. We've been beating the teams that we supposed to be playing, and yeah, we took that. But the loss we took to Buffalo, I went back and studied that game. Like, it was so much bull going on in that game, and really nobody was gonna beat Buffalo that day. Like, nobody was gonna beat
Josh
Buffalo.
Was on, bro.
Josh Allen had 3 incompletions in the first half. He good, but he ain't never been that good.
He ain't gonna do that shit again.
And Tyreek Hill had like 1 catch in the first half. Like, it was crazy. Like, they, and then we had our worst cornerback on their best receiver. And the dude, the one receiver for Buffalo, he's catching the ball, and he's the little dude, he's breaking out of tackles and running for touchdown.
Diggs.
He's not even that big. Yeah, was crazy. Man, I was watching that shit.
Yeah, like, great fucking game.
Nigga, Diggs is the truth.
That was terrible, man. I was like,
but that just means
the dude that had the little heart attack last year, he came back. That was his little comeback game, Darius or whatever. And I was like, man, this is straight bullshit.
Hey,
bro.
So basically, what you're saying is Eagles by 7 because y'all defense is trash.
Stupid. Jalen Ramsey coming back.
You said a lot of smart shit, but that was dumb.
Y'all defense is trash. That's the difference.
He don't see nothing smart, bro.
No,
y'all played against Broncos defense. Broncos offense trash.
No,
Jets offense trash. Bills offense good.
They just beat the Eagles.
Who beat the Eagles?
The Jets.
I know.
Absolutely.
So it's gonna be a test for both of y'all. That's what I think. I think it's gonna be a good game and a test for both teams because y'all both haven't played nobody as good as each other. So we're gonna see.
It gotta be a winner.
Somebody,
or it could be a tie.
Somebody gotta win.
It could be a tie.
And I'm not taking the Eagles.
Me either. I need y'all to beat them. Can we run into them?
Look, he rooting. That's why he rooting on your team. He rooting. He like JK, nigga. He on
like
your team
anyway.
Until you turn your back, then he stab you and shit.
I'll take it Miami
times.
Anyway.
Oh, but he has been on Miami lately. This whole 2 years.
Yep.
He been on some Miami going to the Super Bowl.
If Tua stay healthy, he going to be blown.
But that's
because
he biased for Alabama quarterbacks.
He a great quarterback.
Alabama quarterback.
Both of these motherfuckers went to Alabama.
And you hate one of them and love
them. I love both of them. Nah. One of them got to fucking lose.
Nah, you hate
we
one up, more.
They going to beat their ass, and we going to beat their ass.
Hey, Alabama.
Ain't no ties in the NFL.
Yes, it
they
is.
They still do ties.
Yes, nigga.
They still do
you
ties.
Get 10
they
minutes, I think. Ties. How many minutes is the overtime? 10 minutes. If you don't score, if nobody score, it's a tie.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I just say kick field goal.
That,
fuck that.
I didn't know they. I thought that was just preseason.
Nope.
That's a new rule for this year.
Oh, wow.
Except in the playoffs, obviously.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to undrafted All Stars, man. Way bigger sport. I just learned something.
Yes, sir. We teaching you Dolphin niggas some shit.
I did not know that.
Say it again.
We teaching you Dolphin niggas some shit while we school y'all.
Tune in every Saturday from 11 to 12. You might just learn some shit.
Right. You might learn some shit.
And call in. This nigga taking up all the real estate. You get your Miami Dolphin ass off the phone, nigga. We got to do a show. We'll see your ass next time.
I hope a badass kid
goes to your
security job.
Hey, I'm going to mace them motherfucking kids. Hey, I mace the kids. Come if your kids are 16, 15, kids. 17, and you don't teach them nothing, I'm macing them.
Hey, real.
We got another caller, man.
We got another caller. Good talking to you, boy. Hey, love you.
I love y'all, boys, man. I'm going to holler at y'all.
All right,
man.
Peace.
Keep doing y'all thing, man.
Caller. What it do?
What's happening, my boy?
What's going on?
What's
with
up,
you?
Boy?
This sounds like a southern nigga.
We chilling, man. Now, what do you say?
Sound like a southern nigga.
Oh yeah, all day, man.
That's my, this my boy from Tampa. What's up, eh?
Right. What's up, my dude?
Chilling, man.
I'm about to say that other caller that you just had. Y'all still get him a job. Sound like you know what he's talking about.
I think I'm gonna suspend this motherfucker right here.
Hey, he gonna promote me to the motherfucker that only talk. I'll allow you
put you behind the camera. What's up, bro?
What's going on with you,
man? Man, I said peace, King. Just calling in, check in, support y'all, boys, man. I'm
appreciate
really
it.
Proud and happy with y'all doing with the show and everything else. I need my dog to know UCF is definitely in Orlando. And if you're going to be out here analyzing footballs and such, all these games, things of that nature. But, nah, man, but y'all all the way up. And, of course, you know what I'm saying, we're going for the Dolphins against Philly come Sunday.
For sure.
It's going to be a good game.
Of course. But that weather is going to be something that, you know, people need to take a look at.
So what the weather?
The under is for sure.
What's the weather out there?
Raining, it's raining and cold out there.
Oh, for real?
You know, Dolphins don't really float in that.
Oh, yeah, Dolphins about to get their ass whooped.
Nah, it's not going to be that now.
Dolphins ass whooped on three.
Hey, be careful now.
That shit say cloudy.
What's the surface degrees? It don't say no degrees.
Nah, it don't say degrees.
Nah, it's cold out there.
He said it's cold. He's like, I'm telling you. Hey, y'all know Miami don't play good in the cold.
Anything above below 70.
That's why Buffalo, New England always be whooping their ass. Buffalo, New England, and whoever they playing the cold.
Right, every time. Even when the playoffs was in Buffalo, man, it was just because it was so cold out there.
Yeah,
man.
You got it. That's an advantage that them northern teams be having. That's why they don't got no domes. They be like, nah, we ain't getting no domes. We playing this cold.
Make them niggas play outside.
Exactly. Man, playing this cold.
Imagine being a Buffalo fan playing in December.
Right.
Ain't got nobody going to that shit.
I'm never going to no games in the snow. I was like, man, I'm not going to that shit. If you ain't got no dome, man, I ain't coming to your home.
Yeah, your home. I like that. Nah, we went out there to Buffalo and tried it out just to go feel it out, man.
Wow. That's right. You did. Oh, man. You did.
That's the last time I do some shit like that.
You look, at least you experienced it, though. I could have told you you didn't even have to experience that, bro. I can tell you, hey, you don't want to be in that cold. Best if you're in Miami.
So I know. Hey, I had to know. Hey,
Miami spoiled. Miami spoiled. You want to Miami spoiled. It's too nice all the fucking time. Between 75 and 85.
It's the same thing with Miami, too, though, because, like, I think it was last year when when Buffalo went to Miami early in the season.
Mm-hmm, I remember that.
They
that
had
was
fans.
First game.
Them niggas was putting ice and shit on themselves.
Yeah,
that
was, that's true. That is true.
They was hot.
They was hot.
We not used to this.
Yep, I remember that game.
Wait till y'all come up here, though. We got y'all. Hey, man, they turned the heat off everywhere in goddamn Buffalo, man. It was cold everywhere, even in the bars.
Oh, yeah, they was like, fuck y'all. And they was like, y'all got to come out here to this cold shit. That's why they don't be so happy up there in New York. They mad because it's hot. I mean, cold as fuck. The South people, they happy. They be nice.
It's mad as sad. All at the same
time. They mad. They just lost to the Aces. They still mad.
They mad and sad, that cold ass weather. I'll be mad too. Like, I ain't talking to you, nigga. I ain't speaking. It's cold.
In
the South, they be like, how you doing? In the South, they got hospitality. They going to say speak to you. In the North, they like, it's too cold to speak.
Hey, sad. Man, but man, it's peace, man. I just wanted to call and support y'all boys. I ain't
appreciate
gonna hold it up like my boy Dre did it, but it's all love. It's
I
all
appreciate
love.
It, boy. Thank you, fam.
Things. Love y'all, boy.
Love you, too. Peace.
Yo.
702-551-5261. Both ladies showing me the hand. What's that? The Angel Reese? What's that?
That's the Mary J. Blige real love wave.
Speaking of Angel, let's talk about her real quick.
What's she
got? Reebok.
Oh,
the shoe is still out there, everybody.
I wear them
Shaquille
every day.
Shaquille O'Neal is the president of basketball operations.
Shaq for Reebok.
He's hired Allen Iverson to be the vice president.
That's a real... Hey, Shaq, shout out, you said some bullshit about Kyrie. I didn't appreciate it.
I still want to whoop your ass.
But I like that you hired Allen Iverson because that's a nigga move. Like, yo, if I'm here, he deserves to be here too because he sold more shoes and his shoes is better than yours. But I like that shit, Shaq. That's a good... And Angela Reese.
Angela Reese is their first basketball athlete to be signed to the shoe.
Oh, that's dope.
Bam.
Shout out to everybody black. Y'all did a black connection. Shaq to AI to Angel.
Some more shoes. Skechers.
Skechers.
Julius Randle, Terrence Mann for the Clippers. And Joel Embiid all signed a shoe contract with the Skechers.
Damn, Skechers, what y'all offered them?
Oh, I want to know what y'all got.
I ain't never seen a Skechers basketball shoe.
Not a basketball shoe.
I remember I never seen a Skechers, actually, except.
I thought them were walking shoes.
Yeah, me too. Or rollerblade shoes.
Skechers stepping it up.
Skechers, shout out to y'all. Y'all, if y'all come out with some hard shit, I probably won't buy it, but I'll support that
shit. I'll take a picture with it. And be like, yay.
I'm only buying Reebok.
She don't threw it up. Cowboys off this week, so they can't talk about the Cowboys this week. It's going to be boring as hell. Watch.
Man, we happy y'all motherfuckers off. Michael Parsons, sit your ass down and be quiet, nigga, and make some sacks. You was disappeared in against the 49ers.
Give me some outro.
What we got here? Damn, I wasn't even ready. That's a motherfucking shame.
He said he want to call back, talk about sketches. Call back, boo.
Who? Turn this shit up.
Give me some sketches.
Back on here. Hey. Shout out to the Slaughterhouse.
Yes, we're in the winning streak. We won it. Oh, goddammit. Shout out to the Aces, everybody. Bring your ass to the parade if you in Vegas.
If you don't, then don't fucking rep the Vegas teams. Because I've been repping Vegas teams before the Aces came, the Raiders came. When UNLV wasn't doing shit, I had UNLV
hats. Shit.
I had motherfucking Stars hats, and I had Valley Vikings hats, Cheyenne, Elmer, all the motherfucking schools. From the high schools to the elementary schools. Hey, shout out. This is Slaughterhouse. Four MCs, Royce 5'9, Crooked Eye from the West fucking Coast.
Me,
Joel from Brooklyn. And Joey B from motherfucking Jersey.
Next time I'm there, you're gonna play spades with us. That's what we're still saying. You gonna beat y'all ass too.
No, you ain't. You scared. You didn't wanna play. Suge didn't even wanna bring you. He's like, I can't bring you. You're gonna get your ass whooped. I'm so bad about it. Hanging out the window like it's 227. Hey, that nigga said hanging out the window like it's 227. Y'all don't get that, them bars.
We gon' thank you, Chile. Great show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, ladies. Every motherfucking Saturday, y'all here. We appreciate that shit.
And we sorry we didn't get to all the games because Dre wanna talk so fucking much. Dre, quit talking so much. And if y'all lose, you better throw a fucking pity party for yourself, nigga. Because I'm coming in, I'm gonna jump on your back, nigga. They say he talk tough with his fake ass. 4 pounds put me in a different weight class. You know what that mean? That mean he got the heater on him. The heater is 4 pounds. You want to be a great that fast? Thanks for all the callers calling in. Thank y'all for supporting us. Next time, send us bean pies to the office. We're Muslims. Assalamu alaikum.
No, we're not, but I'll eat one anyway.
Hey, if you put some Cool Whip on a bean pie... You're like,
thank you everybody for tuning into the Undrafted All Stars podcast show. I'm your host, I am Big Sugar, aka Sugar Dosha the Great, aka Mr. Tell Your Friends About Me, with my co-host
Q Mecca, 2 texts up. I got baby blue on, motherfuckers.
And got
boss
all
lady looks like Mary. She about to start singing Real Love and do the motherfucking Running Man.
Have a great motherfucking weekend. We out.
Peace.